The Sunday service is about to start at the McCownville United Methodist Church in Guilderland, New York. But no one seems to be in a hurry. Friends are lingering in the back. Parents struggle to get coats off their children. Finally, everyone falls into place. A choir of various shapes and sizes heads down the aisle. Carl Letzen remembers the first time he came to this church. It was a Sunday morning, about 15 years ago.
I went into the church and I sat in the last seat in the last row closest to the door so I could leave if I didn't like what was going on. And the minister gave a sermon, and that sermon, you know, I'll paraphrase it because it spoke to me. It said, "Hi, Carl. Nice to see you. You have something missing in your life, and we're going to help fill it." And he didn't use my name or anything like that, but the sermon spoke directly to me, and I've been going to the church ever since.
The congregation became an extended family. Carl's daughter was baptized there, and they began attending meetings and social events. Then, last summer, the congregation was approached by the Pyramid Corporation. They're the owners of Crossgates Mall. It's a 1.5 million square foot building that borders the church property.
They sent in some young, well-dressed individuals who obviously have been schooled in public relations and marketing techniques. And they basically came in and told the congregation that they were going to buy the church. Not they would like to buy the church, but they were going to buy the church. And when they bought the church, we could find another place to have our religious services.
The visitors told the congregation that this was going to be the second largest mall in America. It's just outside of Albany, New York, and already has more than 240 stores. The company's plan was to double that, add a hotel and parking garages. They said lots of neighbors had already agreed to sell their homes. All they needed was the church property. The church members thought the company's offer was too low. But Carl Letzen says something else was holding them back, something that couldn't be sold.
Parents stood up and talked about how their children had been baptized there. They had been married there, and that it was more than just dirt.
The congregation told the developers they wouldn't sell, so plans were made to build around them. But Letzen believed the fight had to continue. He didn't want to see his neighborhood disappear either. So he and other church members formed a group called FORCE, Friends Organized for Responsible Community Expansion. It became their mission to stop the construction of the second largest mall in America. The latest newsletter spits out of a photocopier in Letzen's home office. This was once a spare bedroom. Now it's the group's headquarters. There are about 100 active volunteers. They circulate petitions, recruit neighbors, and attend every town meeting. Their job is to convince people like Jerry Yerbury that the mall expansion is a bad idea. Yerbury is the Guilderland town supervisor, and he oversees the town board that will cast the final vote.
Certainly, we don't listen just to the voice of development. We don't listen just to the voice of the environmentalists. That organization specifically would only be one part of the community. So I don't think I would give them any more or less weight than any other citizen coming in that want to express their views.
But the volunteers have been persistent. They're concerned about the traffic jams that a bigger mall will bring. They fear their sewer system can't handle the runoff from huge parking lots. And they point out that the volunteer fire department and rescue squad are already overwhelmed. They've protested for months. And now, town leaders like Jerry Yerbury are realizing that a lot of residents share the same concerns.
We heard loud and clear from many of the residents and property owners that the mall was big enough. And I think that's the stance that we took.
At a recent meeting, town leaders placed a halt on all major construction, and they started work on a 20-year master plan for future development. As a result, Carl Letzen says, the community finally gets a chance to plan its own future. The mall's owners did not return our phone calls, but they haven't given up. They filed paperwork in court to pave the way for a lawsuit. But Letzen says many residents feel the balance of power has shifted.
There was basically a defeatist attitude in our town that it was a done deal. There was nothing that could be done to stop this. And Pyramid was just going to steamroll over the town. And then this little congregation of Methodists stood up and said, "No, you're not buying our property." And ever since then, when our congregation walks around the community, if people recognize them as members of this church. They go out of their way to thank our congregation members for standing up.
The McCownville United Methodist Church is celebrating its 100th birthday this year. The services continue in the traditional way. But the people say they feel a new sense of pride. They not only saved their church, they caused their neighbors to stop and question what they'd like the future of the town to look like. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Karen Kelly in Gilderland, New York.